A very, very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from Voice of America on Wednesday, the 18th of June, 2018. And this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Ove.
And I'm Evan Zininga.
Once again, welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to The Connection, your youth forum. Tonight, on our weekly youth segment, we are discussing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's move to not only finally make the voters roll accessible to all political stakeholders in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections, but to make it accessible online. We've received several different requests for us to disclose the link as to where one can inspect their name on the voters roll, not online. So, if you're looking to figure that out, stay tuned and make sure you stay tuned into the program because we'll be disclosing that information.
Hey, so to join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on our 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. We also live stream on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Shana.
Go ahead. You are just joining us right now. Welcome to the Youth Forum, The Connection. And this evening, we are looking at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's move to finally roll out the electronic voters' roll and making it accessible online to all Zimbabweans' political stakeholders ahead of the 2018 general elections.
ZEC's move is something that has come after several different requests and protests, one which was organized by the MDC Alliance last week and other political players who are looking to compete in this year's political general elections. And of course, the average citizen was also there up in the streets alongside MDC Alliance trying to figure out, hey guys, ZEC, where's our names? Where's the voters' roll?
They are all looking out and we're trying to realize how the voters' roll is an integral part and a very important aspect of the coming up elections. So whoever is considering to go and vote, you need to know the nomination code will be sitting in a couple of days from now. And some political players are already not happy with how ZEC has handled business. And as we are here today looking at what's going to be happening, we have guests coming to join us. Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to share who the guests are?
Well, of course, we're looking to have Reinhard Ngube, who's one of our independent candidates, some will call him an aspiring member of parliament at Lobengula Njuba constituency. We're also looking to have one of our regulars, Gifto Stalio Siziba. He's a member of, what's that movement you call it?
Generational consensus.
And of course, he is a human rights activist in the Zimbabwe community, well known. So we're looking to have those members come on board. And of course, we're going to be disclosing certain things like what Zessen and other organizations have had to say about the rollout of the voter registration period. But of course, folks, before we dive deep into this program, we've got a nice video for you. And that is, of course, talking about the voter registration period. That is also going to be talking about the voter rollout. Let's take a look.
Motors in Zamopeka go by the Aguerre. Who is Raga? ende vana vakachadyiwa marombe akuperera kuma toothpick vozvari vachiti kudyiwa kupekwa kudyiwa kupekwa
asina wina loto naimi
loto
mapromotwe here
kupromotwa iwe atiti nasinotobata kunovota here wangu munhu ari kupinda panyanga ende achipinda ari kupinda neni kumuwanguka mwana wemusha anondidziva ndichadii
saka ndozvamafumirirana kuseni kudaro nge muroi
saka unondinongoi ko ndikasvika magetsi aenda ko ndikasvika ndichinzi bhalo pepa rapera kana kuti taleta itikozvo tiregarikogara taenda achiri makuseni tozvatapedza
iroro dzungu raminarero ndochakurudzisa iro dzungiro rero handiti takabhejerana takawirirana tikati wangu achinga ahwina chete dressing table yangu ndoda kuiona mbao
takawirirawo kuti wangu ofuta achinga ahwina haundibvunza ndodzoka mbangwai mukutaurana ndipo whatsapp ndipewo password ndinenge ndine diplomatic visa yangu red passport handiti ka
itai mugadzirire dressing table yangu
kana newo garawo wati ndewo passport yangu.
If you're just joining us, we are quickly crossing over to the Election Command Center for the latest national election results updates.
You're listening to your number one
station. Maya Christopher, 7.
Chuyo, Adambrua, Abuda.
Masango Wikenel, 22. Chigere Gomo Nobed, 1,200.
Yangiru Kumfake.
Masara 2, Iwe Winesu.
Kambaraminesi, 3,408. Kambaraminesi is
here
because
he is a winner in Council of Ward 24. I want to see him. I want to see him. Ah, Musa! What's going on? What's
going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Aiwa mana mungu ndinozvinzi kuziva vanhu 3 vadzoro
good
France vadzoro direct staying in which 4 tisida tanda votera munhu da hwina apa
my inspect kwaka voto ndipa dressing table yangu
kondiri kuramba here kundo nai mana ndipo break apa mana kundi kuti ndikubva kudziwa kwa kuti ndinezira dressing table ndazorongo vaya.
Well, folks, the clip you just saw there is compliments of an organization named Savannah Trust, so thank you so much to them. Vanzo,
that was beautiful, man.
Why not no inspect? I reckon I inspect.
Both. Good to see you, man. Back with the show. What are we talking about today?
Saka nasim chirongwa, ladies and gentlemen. Lamhlanje kuhlelo. We are talking about e-voters roll out. Lamhlanje inhlanganiso ye ZEC. Sebe, they've now made it accessible online. So lamhlanje sike saxoxa ngiyazi vele ukuthi u-Evans la uke waxoxa labantu kuhlelo Let's Talk ngakukhulu kule. Uxoxa labantu babuza ukuthi mambothalisa yele ukuthi mazithalipo.
Yeah.
Awungichasisele ngamafishane ukuthi vanhu vanga jiji.
Aha, so tambo kurukura ni vanhu vakawanda, vamwe vanga vari ku Botswana, vamwe vari ku South Africa, vamwe vari ku Beijing, vamwe vari ku Zimbabwe, ku Harare, ku Bulawayo. Nyaya yavo hombe yanga iri yekuti link rakaburitswa reZEC rekuti vanhu vagone kunoona magwaro avo ekuvhotesa kuti mazita avo aripo here akanyorwa zvakanaka here hapana here zvinoda kugadziriswa here vamwe vachiti vanga vachigona kudzvanya lingi iroro zvobva zvatoita vopinda voona mazita avo voona zvazvakaita asi vamwe vanga vachichema chema kuti hanzi hapasi kubuda date of birth hapasi kubuda kuti uri kuvhotera kupi
akanye lokuthi ungumuntu wesinto uyintoda na noma ungumuntu wesifaza
ha
ongabonakali
izozo azvisi kubuda izozo ne date of birth azvisi kubuda asi zvimwe zvese vanga vachiti zviri kubuda zviri right. Of course kune dzimwewo nzimbo dzinonetsa network unoziva zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe signal kumwe kuno zvinoita zvichidai so vamwe vanga vachichema chema kuti havasi kukwanisa kupinda paindanet nenyaya yekuti hakuna signal. Of course vamwe vari kuzhamba nenyaya yedata you know they have to buy data so
yeah,
they can
bisa.
Access
yeah
so
you know dura
asina kumbomira mushe vamwe vari so zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kufara vamwe havasi kufara of course vari kurewo vari kufara mutataura nomwe muchinda ngari ku Beijing ku China achiti zvinotibatsira nekuti hatichakwira ndege kuenda kuZimbabwe kungonotarisa kuona kuti ndiripo here ndodzoka ndozodzokera futi musi wa 30 kunovhota ndozvanga zvichiitika izvi
right. Evans kodwa ngimzwile uproducer wethu sanukutshela ukuthi we now have our first guest, Umnumzana Reinhard Ncube, the one that I said is going to be running for MP. The Njube constituency MP.
Uyakuluma, uyataura.
Uyakuluma.
Ah, asimuzweke.
Eh, Ncube, unjani Umnumzana?
yaphila baba hey yabo ngokudlami ngibe ngiphatha fushelo lolu oluzakala nje luyindaba engathi segodini kumbe hlupha nje elizweni lethu awunezinsuku
of course of course Lunga.
Ya into engafuna nje ukuthi ngilandele kade ukukhuluma ngubaba lapha into evele ezinkoka nje abantu abazipointe out kuqala ukuthi okuyakucorrecta i-voters roll lay ukuthi umuntu yakhin receive i-message ele correct information but ikhambe siya-checka ngifica ukuthi i-information elapha i-information e-wrong. So I think you probably may have to sit like, you know, in my constituents, then after the Mbuza Banye, I think if you get registered to vote in this time, but even commuting is a meeting for about 1 hour, it also would decline and I would be registered, so I'm going to register. So, let's use the days, as well as pop up, Puma, where was Capsis and Zelena, Mama Era, Zama Kona, and Voters Roll. Last year, we saw them in Urika, Lorenza is working, they would be EPSA is working, a partisan PSA is working, and then Ama site, if I did a party at Tizzy, going meeting and generally party at Tizzy when it comes to they release information that the public needs, especially when it comes to voters' role.
How, now that the voters' role has been made accessible online, but there's only, 2 days left until the nomination court, how does that affect you when Ajengo Muntu, who's running for MP?
Yeah, I think for now I submitted my forms as later. And my forms are not church approved because they promised the meeting is about live. About the reason I'm aspiring candidates, which we send in our forms, and so that when it comes to nomination court, young kind of either is right, or now we figure out where to land, which court we must battle mad. But now some of the regional offices that we submitted our form, even up to now, I don't know whether I am qualified. Who means I just on the last day or in the last hour, because we teach him as a just one. Whole voters' role. Who is enjoying to mean even as a candidate and you call voters' role? Because the only thing this is Kanye. So in the city, it's not affected. I could look with Kabanga and Lopin, who is a phenomenon hours. They tell me that I'm not in the voters' role. I feel out. I tell Avant, as I'm rich, to vote for me. But you try and go voters' role. On the Avant that nominated me, I find out that maybe 4 of them are not in the voters' role. Or they are. I'm a mistake, I'm a cool, that hinders them to nominate me. Even if they now have to run around in the last day or my last minutes, then can see with dinner, new people to nominate me. So I'm not here in the icon, or with the voters for looking at that release.
Go ahead.
I go tell Mike in Bijana, what is he saying? But what is he saying?
And then I couldn't respond in Munza.
What is he saying?
Up, all right. Can Reynard, how could Mr. John?
I can only use English now. But I can hear you, Sean.
All right, right. So, like, Upper Reynard is basically getting into several different issues, one of them being Andambo Mvunza Uthi access. So, now you are open to Umsaruzo Zegoririno. He was looking to be a member of parliament. How does something like this affect him? Because, you know, voters' role, Yanono Kaburito.
Aha.
No.
Yes, very sure.
And he's talking about how certain things like that could easily hinder him from, of course, getting the position that he's looking to aspire to get.
It makes sense. Pane zvimwe zvinogona kuitika zvinofanana nekudhura kwemabhandura yekuti mugone kupinda pa link yezeke yekuti muone zviri kuitika kuitawo zvimwe zviri kunonotsawo kuti vamwe vane mamistakes anononoka kugadzirwa sekuti nomination court ndiyo yadai kusvika musi wechina zvakutoitika saka mamwe mazita evari kuda kupinda musarudzo achanonoka kuapprovewa nechikonzero chekuti havasati vawana ma nominations anokwana zvichinonotswa nekuti nguva yabuda voters roll nenguva yazosvika kuti vanhu vaende kunomination court mazuva acho ari pedyo napedyo zvakanyanya saka ndozvimwe zvezvavari kunongedzera kuti zvingangova dzokesere kumashure nekuvadzikisira mikana yavo yekuti vapindewo sekuti vamiririre sememba yemuparamende kudunhu ravari kuda kumirira vari kublawaya handiti
Njuba
is kublawaya here.
I'm talking about the specific constituency that he is competing in.
Okay, thank you very much. So, Honorable Nube, can we call you Honorable yet?
I still aspiring candidate until they approve me on 14 June.
No problem. Asante sana, we keep moving. So how has people in your constituency responded to the rush of going to check if their names are there and make amendments and corrections if they need to?
One thing that I've realized is that a lot of people, they are busy here and they kind of feel like annoyed because already some people, they are thinking that maybe there are a lot of things like related to rigging that are happening and a number of people, they are kind of annoyed. They didn't go to check on their on their details if they are correct or not. So a number of them just go. Let me just say a number of new registered voters, especially young people, they didn't even bother to go and check, to cross-check if their details are correct. I realized that a number of old people, they went there to check and then there were lots of mistakes. That's
what
I can say now.
So considering that we are living in a time-sensitive environment now, mm-hmm. where people are busy with work and school and other things, you know, Zimbabwe is a hustling country right now where, as it stands. Is it not a good idea that ZEC comes up with these online facilities where they can just do it in the comfort of their homes or during breaks at school or breaks at work? What's your take on this development?
I think it's a good development. Not every development comes with its own negatives. For example, I think the good example is a development in the sense that we can, let's say if they upgraded and allowed us to do everything at home without necessarily going to polling stations or to regional offices to check and to correct. However, now this system, once that I realize that it creates a lot of fear because now someone has to be captured, the assets to be captured and to be stored, and there is not enough explanation as to that because our people, they are still afraid. We are coming from the Mugabe era where people were intimidated by a lot of things. So now, as a voter, to have my face stored somewhere, I don't even know where there's not so much explanation. Some people, they think that most probably they will be known, like their votes won't be. So that's my secret. Because now, ZEC owns their face or certain parties for their affairs, and they can be followed after elections. Then the other thing, finally, this development, I'll just bring in the major argument by the MPC Alliance, the capability of it, because there is lots of technological fraud that can take place. There can be a lot of manipulation as long as we do not give, stakeholders access to PVR servers. So I think that remains a major threat to this development. No, it has got some good to it.
Mm-hmm. Right, Reinhard, what ngibuze ke buti. Umzilo Evans asekhuluma sithi uke wakhuluma labanye abantu abaningi, and the one thing that they highlighted is ukuthi even though abanye have been successful in accessing this link, sebehamba online and checking ama details abo, some people were complaining with sithi you can't change izinto. Let's say there's an error. Mina sengibhalisile njengo Mike kodwa they register me as female or something like that. I can't change that online. Now when njengomuntu who's looking to ensure that this process runs smoothly, is there advice that you can give abantu abanjalo ukuthi to ensure all the information is perfect?
I think that even in the PGR, women, it's a woman that wants to exchange. And any problem, maybe just to continue on what you are saying, sometimes this information that you can see on your phone or on your laptop sitting at home does not tally with the information that is on the paper or what is wrong. Yeah, what is this? So sometimes you find it, let's say, it is a lamb look at the television, like on internet or that bed that they sent to me.
Yeah, well.
You have to come and check out the paper. I found out that they written me as a female.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a mistake on my identity number.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, you challenge it, like you call the, so I think
right. Renard, so this fellow is cool, Lapa. And then Laban to keep asking Balama comments la Abantu Ba City, where is this link? We are corner now, we post a Facebook page.
Link
here. ASEC. Eo kutabantu wa check ukuthi kanti is all my information perfect.
Link ASEC. Lana, website simply ASEC. I think it's www.zeka.
Mm-hmm.
But you have such a Zeke. So, even if you cook, you say just Zeke, you have a little bit of such a. Then you go there. But Lam, I haven't really efficiently used it.
Right. I hope that.
Somehow not so much compatible even with about my phone. I tried to download some forms just for information or reading some things, but now to follow up, I'm a teacher.
Right, I suppose. Okay, I hope we will suspend Lumbus or Umnumza and Ubonga and La Uti Lilai link Lobaka, Yevosilayo, Esagwenza, Bongani, Unga Fagi Nombola Yakula, Sabtumeze Lumlaise, WhatsApp, see who to Mesel link. Umarange tinashu ya buzu mbuzu ufana ayo sisi, where is the link? This link is notorious, Evans.
Well, just to make our listeners comfortable, as VOA, we've posted this like a few hours ago on all our pages. It's on the VOA Shona page, the VOA Ndebele, and the VOA English page. Mukaenda ipapo mnoana lingi iripo yezeki ya kuti just copy and paste. Mo bayiri da pa phone penyu, mo pinda oparu kupinda vangwe, mo one kuti zitari enyu, harina kunyoro, wari chiba kumashure ere, ne zimwe jaka daru sunda ugadziris. Kwa sita poster, kuitraba terere wedu, mo oneo access. Nemi okana maiwana, share yone vangwe, kuti munhu wese agone kuwana mkano wekuona pairi.
Mbona nganusu msizi, Lumarange Tinashe. He's saying he's on the ZEC website, nothing is there.
Ngaba ende ku VOA Facebook.
Hayi siyakuzwa mnumzane, siyakuzwa. Okay, Renard, wathi ngibambe umlomo kancane. We have another clip that we would like to play for abalaleli bethu. Siyalikhuthaza lonke ukuthi lisitshele ukuthi selibhalisile na. So uMavula Sinhlanganya huye who is on our VOA Shona desk and is one of our hosts here at Studio 7. Has something special to say to you guys. So let's just take a look at what Marvelous has to say.
Madzimai, muriko eroko. Tiri kukokai pangweno yesarudzo kuti muti uzi kuti muchange muri kuvota here. Hatidi kuzivei isu kuti munovotera ani, asi tiri kuziya kuti makanyoresa here. Uyezve, zvii zvamuri kutaura semadzimai panyaya iyoyi yezvesarudzo. Kuti mutitumire video zviri nyore, endai pa WhatsApp yenyu, motsvaga pakanzi Studio 7, motsvaga pane kasaina kake plus, modzvanya ipapo. Pano kushisa ipa kamera mova mati ti, pa kamera ipa apo, kana mashika mkamera, muona kuti muri kuzviona here pa video yenyu, kana muri kuzviona mva madzvanya apa, paneka round up. Mutanga kutaura imi kuti ini ndoitwa Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndichange ndiri kuvhota musarudzo asi hatidi kuziva kuti muri kuvhotera ani izvozvo ndezvemumwoyo menyu muchinge mapedza kudaro mubva mangodzvanya kuti ta paka blue sign apo inobva yauya kwatiri isusu uyezve kana muchinge mapedza kudaro endai munotumira WhatsApp yenyu panhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318 Number zedu zvakare 001-202-465-0318. 0818 musasaririre madzimai sarudzo idzi ndedzenyu.
Video clip maiona kubva kuna Marvelous Muhlanganya uye mumwe wedu pano pa Voice of America Studio 7 vachikuratidza imaitirwa azvo ndofungura vanga vakaterera nevanga vakatarisa maona kuti zvinofamba sei. Mike, ndanzwa mushe here kuti honorable Rainer Dinuwe vati vanhu vachiri vakakwidibirwa nekutya mugabe hanzi tichiri kutya kuti zvaiitika makore kumashure esaya pamwe ndo zvichiri kungoitika, saka vamwe vanhu vakawanda havasi kubuda kuenda kunotarisa mazita avo kuti aripo here papa voters roll, nekuti agadziriswe mamistakes aripo nekutya kuti pamwe zvinogona kushandiswa izvozvo kuvavhiringidza kuti vatadze kuvhota zvakanaka kana kubirwa mavhoti avo kana vazopinda musarudzo. Pane mikana here kuti zvirambe zvichiitika izvozvo?
Ndinotisimbuze ke Reinhard umzwile umbuzo ka Evans.
Anguzisana kahle
uthi ithuba lisasekhona na ukuthi abantu bayamsaba oke waba ngumongameli uRobert Mugabe, abantu besithi ngaphuma ngiyochecka ukuthi ibizo lami lisasekhona lami bazangibona and then abantu bazathi bazangilandela, abantu basasaba na?
Yangaqhubeka ngizwa.
Because are people still scared emphakathini basi of uMongameli oke waba uMongameli uRobert Mugabe? Umzile.
Ngiyamuzwa. So
okay,
is there a way that the electronic system can be manipulated back office or behind office or behind doors to kind of switch things around and change names and move around information to the advantage of any political party in question?
Yes, there is. Because this is, we are talking about the computerized system altogether. So there are very, very high chances that there can be manipulation of the voters' role in favor of a certain individuals and parties. One of the issues that we have been discussing as candidates, or even we have been discussing on social media, is that the way ZEC is refusing to allow access to PVR servers, it can raise so much fears on ghost voters. We can have ghost voters, because in the past, like in 2013, there was recently raised something on the ability of elections, like saying that about 1 million people were robbed of their votes, and there were a lot of ghost voters. So chances are some people are registered, but they are in the cars they are talking.
Right. Reinhard, Gulo Mdabezes with Vigi Oti, if the opposition is serious about winning, not merely participating in forthcoming elections, they should pressure ZEC to postpone these elections in order to put everything in order. Isluleko is ukuthi most people, particularly in rural areas, emaphandleni, are not computer literate to check their details online, and even to computer literate to what? The time frame for these elections, right? So when ubona ngani ithuba likhona na lokuthi ZEC pushes these elections, ngenxa yokuthi everything seems so rushed and so compacted?
No, I think there is no chance, because I was reading a comment by the ZEC chairperson, Justice Priscilla Chikumba, saying that it's only left for the court to push the elections to another day. It's not for ZEC. It's not ZEC's duty to do so. And I think for now, I think everything has been declared and has been said. And according to the Constitution, after election has been declared, there can be no any law reform or any changes as far as laws are concerned pertaining the elections.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the president has already declared the election date. Therefore, I don't think there can be any changes. I don't know, maybe protest may hinder that date, but I can't foresee any changes when it comes to that.
Right. What's in Mbambu Mlomo? He spoke about protests. So we are going to bring in our protest expert.
Are you talking about gifts?
This is the number one. Yes, Ustalos. This is Lomnumzan. Who gift Ustalos sees if I go say hello? Gift, 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 unjan put. Sees if I go call
Nana. Yeah, I'm calling about being
used. Unjan, doing good. Right, so welcome to the program, Chief.
Thank you.
Right, so today basically I'm showing Ngega Kulma Lawi na Kasela Ngamafisha Nguti. We're talking about ZEC's rollout of the, what? The, now I'm getting lost.
Electoral voting roll.
You were one of the people that were out in arms protesting for electoral reforms. And one of the things that you guys were asking for is Uti, is ZEC ilinikeze i-voters roll? Now that ZEC has done that, first question is, are you happy?
I think we are not happy because of the major contradictions that have arisen and the, a lot of issues within the consolidated voters roll from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, because a voters roll to us is a very important asset and a very important part of a guarantor towards free, fair, and credible elections. If you check the 2013 election, it was contested because of the voters' roll. So we are stuck again in that rut of contestation because of where you can find one person who's registered in a central party, did not even register to the BAVR, or a person left the country. For example, probably 8 years ago. So all these contradictions are a byproduct of a merged processes. And of course, I think protest action is important because it was only after our march where we made it clear without any provocation that we demand the consolidated voters roll. So for me, the language of protest is exactly what it is and these goals understand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for people to always be that clear, so that we can be able to achieve free, fair, and credible elections, because the demands that are demanded now are not necessarily about amendments of the electoral law, but they are rather implementation of the already existing provisions in the Electoral Act. For example, issue of accessing media by all stakeholders. It's already provided for. Voters' roll, something that's already provided. So the issue is about implementation, that which is already there.
Interesting. No, Nyamuzo. Asimbambe mbijana timbo chora mterera aripa phone hapo tinzo tuwaru kutuchi.
All right. Sizwa, nkulubambe angani kwenye nani siyeza guwe manji?
Uzwil. Halo, mtereru wedu. Magadigo. I want to know, Indian, you do in Murukupi?
Engineer Mandava, I'm calling from Harare.
Engineer Mandava, Varko Harare. Mapinda Muchurongwam Koma to Nokuchinga Mizai. Now we remember on DOE, voters' roll, electronic, right? Tani Malink, Zekia Buriza Malink, Van Vakuona, Vachita, my changes online, Ne Urongwa, Uripo, Weseta Tarsana, Nebuti Muswe China, nomination court is going to sit as well. Muri kutambira sei zviri kuitika izvi kwamuri, muri kuona zvakamira sei zvino?
What I'd say is that it is acceptable in terms of our capacity as Zimbabwe, where we are right now. I think it's a great step. We've made significant progress. And my concern, rather, would be once that voters' roll is made public, everybody is going to have access to information, rather private information that pertains to private individuals. Do we have any form of security thereafter in terms of our information? That has been an issue that people have not, dealt with or have provided, comfort to us as to what is going to happen to that information. You've seen how Facebook and all other social platforms have made use of people's personal information. I fear that we are going to have a serious problem after this whole excitement about the this whole process. People are forgetting we need security for our details.
Tell me something. Have you tried out the link?
I have tried out the link. My information has come up accurate as I submitted it, and all my contacts are intact. But I'm worried that if anybody gets hold of my information, where do we go to from there?
This gentleman is an engineer, Mike. Maybe let's throw him under the bus a little bit and say, Mkoma, technically, is there no way of protecting or encrypting information and protecting all that information from a back office perspective through the computer system or the IT system that could protect all this information and people?
You see, what happens is that that provision may be there, but somebody may not have thought about it. And it's as if right now people say, oh, we forgot security. And people then begin to hack into the system. And before we know it, everybody has got access to our information. It may not make sense right now as Zimbabwe, where we are. But as we begin to progress and develop technically, it now begins to make more sense with all this electronic money, electronic processes. You know, people can have access to that information, change title deeds, change papers, change you know, our NASA payouts and all this based on that information. So people are not looking at the security aspect. They just want to have the piece of paper or that electronic copy and what happens next.
Interesting. Maybe one more question for you. There has been talks behind doors and in corridors, in you know, publicly people have been talking, and some of the things that have been coming up were the rigging exposure that people are facing. They just, people in general claim, and opposition parties as well have claimed, that in the past ZANU-PF has literally rigged elections, and they talk about using the ZAC as a platform to manipulate the system and use it to the advantage of ZANU-PF. Do you think the missing security linkages that you're talking about could be a deliberate move to manipulate the system and get an advantage over other parties over the election? Is that a possibility?
I'll immediately throw the ball back to you. Number one, look at the American election and the issues that are running up to now after His Excellency Trump came into office. Do you notice that the battle is still on? FBI is still investigating. Why? Because America, as big as it is technically, is grappling with the issue of security, of information, and the voting process. And Zimbabwe is not spared. Anything can happen. What needs to happen is we need to have checks and balances so that we are comfortable with the whole process. The exposure is there. If America could experience it, what more Zimbabwe?
Right. Interesting.
And then the second thing I'd want to say is that I'm a bit worried about the contestants in this election. The first thing is that a lot of them are not sure about the outcome. So everybody wants to have some way to speak refuge in. So they'll raise, we want that, do that, do that. So if anything in the form of them losing an election, they will have something to point to. But I think we need to grow out of that. And accept where we are and how we are developing. Our challenges will be different from significantly progressed America. You know, we would be completely different. We are growing and we are changing our attitude, our behaviors, our technical references. We are changing all that as we go. So there should be provision for some error, if I may be allowed to use that, a plus or minus, such as we grow. But the glaring mistakes and wrong things must be dealt with. Is that clearing? But we don't want to live on you know, continual suspicion. We've been in election mode for 20 years now, and we've not developed at all because of election mode. And we need to get out of that. And a lot of people have enjoyed this election mode because they've benefited through donor funding, through government grants, through, you know, all sorts of things. Both sides have enjoyed it. But the people have suffered. So we don't want this election mode to continue for another 5 years. We've had 20 years. It's enough. And if people are interested in developing our country, this time people must say, look, guys, it's enough. Let's work. Let's work for the next election if we don't make it this time around. I think people must be prepared for that.
Okay. Very interesting angle there you are putting, my brother. Thank you very much for joining in. We're going to throw back a little bit of the questions and pointers that you gave us to our guest as well. But we appreciate your coming on to the show.
Right.
Umuzwile.
Yes.
Ako uri cha.
Siyamuzwa lapha igama lakhe ngubani engineer Mandaba ngithi
yes sir
sithi into emthusayo kakhulu is le ndaba e security of information uyasaba ukuthi ah ebulenjini I information yami which is now accessible to wonke umuntu so uyabuza lapha umnumzana uMandaba sithi so what are the checks and balances yini okumele kwenzeke ukuze I information yami is just not floating around ukuthi wonke umuntu angayithola bese sitshintsha izinto in my life. And that's a question I actually want to throw at either Reynard or Ugift, but I feel Ugift should be able to answer this. It's easy. Uko nangis. Hello?
Hello, ufuna Ugift or me, or Reynard?
Hi, bengifuna ukukhuluma lo Ugift qala, then ngiyeza ku.
Okay.
Sizi. Right, senya guzo mnumzana. Bengifuna ukwazi, right, I know one of the things that you guys were pushing as generation consensus is the usage of e-technology, angithi?
Yeah.
Uyamuzwa lapho mnumzana u-engineer Mandaba sekhalale sithi, now that e-voters roll is now accessible online and eneng labantu will be able to see e-information yami, what can be done ukuze yena he feels some sort of security ukuze, no one will just do anything and everything with e-information yet.
Yeah, I think we have to understand that if he appreciates that Zimbabwe is coming from where it's coming from, in our history, we advance both technologically and politically. So politically, we have what we call fundamental human rights. We have one of the most important rights that is at play, that is the right to vote. Already, as I'm speaking to you, the diaspora has been denied its right to vote. So it's where it's an explanation of where we stand primitively as a society in terms of our democratic advancement. Because at one angle, we want to realize the fundamental right of one person to access information and to be able to make sure that they secure their vote. And at the same time, we're grappling with somebody's right to privacy. So it's important. And it's bad because politicians, in the form of ZANU-PF, when we went to Zimbabwe Electoral Commission during the time of the purchasing of the biometric voter registration kits, UNDP, which wanted to fund the process when the government said it doesn't have the money, was then told later by the same government that not the now the treasury. There's money so the state can finance the buying in of these kids. And part of the challenge is with how we then advance technologically within the electrocentric approach is the government's blocking of, you know, funding that was related to the electoral process. So we are then stuck again in this rut because their argument, we don't have this technology, you know, these are the contradictions, whereas there was, you know, things that were put in place to ensure that technological issues and security issues are dealt with. It takes me to the next issue around the election, which is the issue of the ballot box, of the ballot paper, sorry. Who is printing the ballot paper? If the engineer can also note that the issue of technology also goes back the issue of servers. Where are these servers being kept? What is the security? So are we sure that no one can tamper around with elections while these people are voting, you know, or these kind of things? So it's a whole issue of government's irresponsibility and the lack thereof of political will to ensure that security issues are dealt with
in line with how we advance technologically. But remember, with lessons, we did a research. These things are not just things that people think, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We did a research with the Kenyan. We went there. We know what Kenya did. We know what even other countries close by did with this biometric voting. Because the examples of countries that have used biometric voting system. So with lessons, we knew all these things were going to come into play. But all the same, we are stuck now. We need to go to elections in the next few hours. And 48 hours to be precise, we're going to the nomination court.
Mm-hmm.
So it was impossible in the name of private security of individuals to then stop accessing of the voters' roll. Because it is a major area of contestation. In fact, the characters of competitive authoritarian regime is that after dictatorship, these new regimes, by their nature, they don't practice dictatorship, but at the same time, they don't practice democracy.
Hmm.
So this is where we are with a competitive authoritarian regime that is made that dictatorial doesn't practice naked repression, but at the same time, it is not democratic. So they must open the democratic space. To do so, they must have people to make sure that political parties and actors have access to the consolidated voters' roll so that people can inspect it. People can see it so that if our results are contested, people contest from a clear area of contestation that, no, I didn't see my name or these were the issues. Some people who died. You know, it's also reflective of the nature of people who are running our society, even in Parachetel. So by what you need, Munday, very old, known in contested outcomes. It's there. And then you have all these people who died long time ago appearing in voters' roll. You have people 109 years appearing, you know, all these contests.
Nkoma Gift.
Voters' roll to me, very important.
Nkoma Gift, let's hold you there a little bit. We'll come back to you just now. Let's take another caller. He might also have a few questions that we would like you to respond to. Mike, Tinem Tereri.
Yes, Silo Mlaleli. Mlaleli, hello. Mtereri, hello.
Hello?
Eh, magadi ya nyumgom?
Dosti, mba magadi hewa emi.
Aywa, tripo, mapinda ka mchurongwa. Zita ndia nyumgom?
Zita ndia paeni maroba.
Eh, vamaroba, mapinda ka mchurongwa.
Ndote, nda nukupinda.
Right, mambo, tila yao ere link ya Budisonezek.
Anjina kumbotra ya ndanishida kutombo zangu kutizofamba sei vende zo kwensa kupa o maziu zangu mchinzo au ya wangu warukuta wara kutizesi famba sei ndizo kwensa kuhisa o mawenero wangu pazi.
Ah right, mkoma wangu eva nzuyu shasha ya yebi yeku studio 7 ambo taura one wangu eva nwa ambo tuwa ambo isha nisa o link saka eva nzuchimbo sana mkura utiju rufamba sei.
Right, mkoma wangu muno link iri ipo pama website ZEC iri kutenderera isu otaitora otaiposta pama page edu ese VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA English. Mukango enda pa link iyoyo muri pa phone penyu muka idranya. Inofanira kukuburitira i page rino barango nanga parino kuburita panofanira kunyora monyora zitarenyu rese. Mkango nyora stari enyu mukadzanya enter inofanira kuburitsira information yenyu yese semaisira makaita muchinonyoresa kuvota kana paine zvakakanganisika munobva matoona watapa pakakanganisika apa kwakuchivatsvaga kuti vari padhuze papi kuti zviedze kugadziriswa chatabvunza vamwe vese vamboishandisa chavatitsanangura ndechekuti hapana mukano wekuti vagone kuzvigadzirira vega kana paine mazita akakanganiswa asi zvakudwa kuti muchienda kupi kuofisi ya ZEC, muno batirwa ikoko. Asi link iripo, kana izvezvi mukatarisa pa page redu reshona, rendevele, rechurungu, ito ripo zvakare mukangoenda mukadzvanya sezvandataura, matopinda mstyle.
Fair.
Ndotienda, nerudorei.
Mapabata ka?
Ndapabata, ncha utarisa, ndonyanso utarisa, zvakanaka sezvitaura kwamai.
Imimi muri kupi?
Ndiriku South Africa.
Amuoni manje, ino baya kuitirai zvakanaka kuti hamuchakwira bhazi kuenda kuHarare kungonoona zita renyu kuti riripo here munoita muri ikoko mozongokwira bhazi pakuenda kunovhota chete.
Ndotenda.
Zvakanaka mukoma wangu ndokutendai nekupinda muchirongo.
Mazvita henyu.
Mike, What is Uzo Gift saying?
U Gift could mean enters name la. Gotwa basically what's in Mbuze kahle. Sizi wewe masiqale siye ku Renard.
Renard usekhona
ku Gift. Renard Ncube ngithi usase khona mnumzane.
Hello?
Ukhona ngithi ngu Renard. Ya ngu Renard.
Ya ngu Renard.
Right. Renard sekulabalaleli abaningi abangenile uhlelo and eningi labo. It seems as though into yokuqala u engineer Mandaba umlaleli wokuqala yena he was complaining about the security of information. As someone who should have access to the voters roll and someone who understands which voters roll is now online, when uthini ngalokho?
Yeah, I think that's a very, very, very valid question or point that is raised by the engineer there. Because Isaac hasn't done so much justice in assuring the electorate and the security of information online. Because now we have to understand the kind of Zimbabwe that you're coming from. Is it the Zimbabwe where people are still feel of fear? We must not underestimate the fact that people are still afraid of ZANU-PF, are still afraid of the whole system, ZANU-PF system and ZEC system. Because we are talking of people of the electorate that has been abused before. So I think now it's less for ZEC to assure how secure and how safe is their information there on them, on their PVR system. And the other thing that I want to point out, I think, is the government in the footy. Kuluma abantu basemakhaya, of which I think the largest percentage yet you have about votayo. They are from rural areas. About has all these things. One thing about rural area voters that most of the time actually they are just followers. They are just doing as they are told. They don't even question a lot of things because most of the time these things they are too far-fetched for them. Even if you are trying to explain to Munda Sanekaya or simple apps like WhatsApp, one of the questions I'm going to ask you is like I pointed I'm talking about someone from Matabeleland. They know these are people that are still suffering from the effects of Kukurauni. And they know the kind of man who is in power now. So the question was, how is it safe? So I think this thing is still equal to Kabana with him. What if he is still in a heap? What if that you've got the access? Let's say we have another salary is Madamasi, CIO. What if they've got access to information lay? And what if Pangas abuse after that? I'm just saying, like you said, I'm just saying, with the election lays, if you like chop chop, and Zimbabwe is not a threat for elections because you are going to have the electorate that is not so much educated on the on this election that are just going to vote for the sake of voting. So, are they really educated team? No. Are they really educated team? No. Even in the NA, are they really, really educated in the election? That is, you find that Abako really, really ready for that. So, because in language.
Steve. Sizibu connecting wena?
Yeah, ngikona my brother.
Umzwilo Renard, ngiyazi vele ukuthi wena usubhodile iZimbabwe yonke, usukhulume labantu abanengi from the urban cities to abantu abasemaphandleni. Bona abantu abasemaphandleni, do they understand this whole situation? Do they understand ukuthi kahle kahle bayenza?
Yeah, I think what we can conclude in a just manner is to say that It's really, I'm at this, I get unsettled about the perception we probably have about people in rural areas. I can confirm without a doubt that people in rural areas are very conscious. But their consciousness is very sophisticated because it comes out as ignorance. So to somebody who does
if you have a deeper conversation with these people, you'll be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very conscious, but they're sophisticated in their consciousness because somebody, because they're dealing with trust issues, so they don't know who they're talking to. So even if boy goes there to do a research, they can give information deliberately of what they suspect that you want to know. For example, everyone suspects that anyone who comes to rural areas to some extent is a state agent and of some special when you are unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not clear in terms of political affiliation. You say, no, I'm not a political party, I'm an academic. So people give you information that if it's submitted to the powers that be, for example, the chief, the traditional hierarchy, or the police or so forth, so they would want to be safe. But if you have a conversation with them that is political and you are in a safe space, you realize these people are very conscious. And that is why people like, if they are going to be shocked by the outcome of the election and they are going to go to default mode. Because people in Zimbabwe, they are tired. Yes, as everyone has said, both my other brother who just spoke now and the previous speaker, Zimbabweans are tired of election.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabweans now want to go to a mood of developing Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to develop Zimbabwe is to democratize so that development and democracy go hand in hand. So it's a face that Zimbabwe and say, let us hear, you know, these things of the past, but also bearing them in terms of the culture, but knowing exactly what happened and so forth. So for me, I'm convinced that the rural folk is a clever one who's going to take people by surprise, especially when people think that he or she is very ignorant.
Right.
And then number two, I think there should be more work around this, as my brother said, to try and educate people on the technical running of the electoral process, both in the rural and the urban setup.
Right. On that point there, ngicela uphendule ngolwimi olwesiNdebele. Njengomuntu olwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, are you going around lipota-pota lifundisa abontanga ukuthi kanti how does this technical side work?
Thina njengabatsha sesibhode endaweni ehlukeneyo eZimbabwe sikhuluma labatsha mayelana le-election njalo lama-processes ama-election le-outcome yama-election ukuthi okay ama-results may-announcewa kuhamba so abantu kufanele ukuthi bekwazi so ukuthi abantu bamonitha njani their own vote sefike endaweni esijeneyo nge-weekend ezayo le nge-Wednesday siyabe sisemathebeleni north Thursday siyabe siphakathi siyabe singena futhi sehla emathebeleni lonke sekubobhinga jolotho konke indaba esiyabe sihamba ngayo indaba yama-elections lapho siyabe sikhuluma khona labatsha ema-growth point ezindlini kuma-village endaweni esijeneyo nasiqeda ikho sesizabuya khona kuma-urban areas ngenxa yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abatsha bebekwazi ukuthi hayi ukuze mina ngivote ekufanele ukuthi ngibe lesithupha fanele ngibe nalokhu njalo ikakhulu kathesi ngesikhathi leso okukhangelwa khona i-voters roll ukuthi umuntu ebone ukuthi hayi ibizo lami likhona njalo ubone ukuthi ibizo lakhe libhalwe ngendlela eyiyo yini ibizo isibongo i-address konke ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi ngelanga lokhu siyavota ekuthola ibizo lingekho so yinto besihamba ngayo ngohlelo loku-ensure ukuthi abatsha bakwanisa ukuvota and njalo bekwazi ukuthi hayi nxa sebekwazi indaba zokuvota sesixoxisana mayelana lokhetho sikhangele ukuthi hayi besetafulela abafuna ukuvotelwa yibathi kulo mutsha umfana ofuna ukuvotelwa kulabadala begugrawundi so siyabe sikhulumisana njengabatsha sibone ukuthi hayi bona ngani njengabatsha singihamba-ke lojahe elincane leli elakojamisa
ah sikuzwile sizihusa sikuzwile kahle ngiyabonga mnumzana right Evans usungabala amakhomenti yebo Reynard
yebo ngicela ukubuza umbuzo just nje ukuthi kulento eyenzakala njalo ngizwe into yakhona iyaqhubeka ikakhulu emakhaya ukuthi lathi beke belenzwa yini ngabantu abahamba becela ama-serial number awe-slip esana sokuthi urejistile ukuvota so I want to understand because ngabe mina lami I for one ngakathi uvokisele kulo mama omile egedini esithi ufuna i-serial number uyabe ufuna ibizo lakho esithiwe izeki but mina ngakona ke nasomdezi ngamithi then I hear ukuthi even indupane ejibajiba kunabantu abangaphela abashire
na Renat
ama hotel sleep lana so what's the effect does that have any effect when it comes to ukuriga and stuff because I think this thing is not kept ngakho ukuthi uyiwe of reading I think
guys, unfortunately, Ugift won't have an opportunity to open Lombuzo long. England took 20 seconds. But guys, thank you so much for joining us on our program, on our show. We had Gift Ostalo Tiziva and Reinag Ngube. My name is Mike Kobe, Zimbabwe. Let's meet next time.
And I'm Evan Zilinga. Goodbye.